This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 59 Coloradans are currently hospitalized with the coronavirus. That's the lowest level since tracking started in spring 2020. The number has been steadily dropping since November peak of 440 hospitalizations. It's also far lower than the pandemic record of more than 1,800 in December of 2020. The federal government has been working on a plan to release new vaccines in the fall. Colorado's biggest online university won't raise tuition next year. It's the 12th year in a row of no tuition increases. CPR education reporter Jenny Burdeen has more.
Other four-year public universities have increased tuition 10% on average over the past 10 years. How does Colorado State University Global do it? The online school doesn't have to maintain buildings or gyms or cafeterias. The institution's Jim Smith says undergraduate tuition runs about $100 less per credit hour than at brick-and-mortar colleges.
We've always had that drive and spark to provide a cost-effective option to students in the workforce who are looking to better themselves.
CSU Global's Board of Governors recently approved a budget with no tuition increases. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Denver police officer has lost his leg after he was run over by a fire truck during a parade celebrating the Denver Nuggets NBA championship. A website set up to support Officer Justin Dodge said he recently underwent an amputation. Dodge was trying to keep fans away from a fire truck carrying Nuggets players at the parade in mid-June when he was pulled under the truck. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org.